Yes, yes, yes! Love the rowdy crowd.
Hey, guys. We just want to be really honest before this gets started about what we were thinking about tonight. We were going to do a random audience member, and we were hoping to get some, like, middle-aged bitch who just fucks the wall every night.
That's right.
And
fucking that wall.
Now we see ourselves with a sea of, like, loving friends that we know dearly. So we just would rather do, like,
a volunteer.
Yeah.
We need a third.
Does
who
anyone,
wants to fuck
does
us?
Does anyone know what pressure at all? If no
None.
One wants to get up here, we'll
If
do
no
it.
One raises their hand, though, we're going to interview a ghost. That's very weird. Matt Cohen!
Yes! Oh, my God. We wanted to, but we didn't want to make you
Yes.
Do it. Okay,
yes.
I feel really good about this. Okay, so we're going to start, like, let's before we get started, we're going to ask for a few
Can we
things.
Get Matt Cohen a beer? Is he drinking beer?
I'll drink a beer,
All right.
sure.
Oh, is that within our power? Probably not. Okay, well, we'll share one. Here come two ladies.
All right. Am I drinking beers? Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Yes.
Super
Thank you to Matt Cohen for
no
stepping
problem.
Up here.
Thanks
this
for
is
having
awesome.
Me. This is great.
We're going to jazz this guy off hard.
Oh, this guy's got opinions, and they're about sex. All right.
Okay. Let's get our materials. In
oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my word. It was within our power. It was within our power.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Podcast Festival! New York Podcast Festival! Yes.
This feels like being a fucking
we have
god.
A bell?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the bell out, dear. Just
dear, do
getting
we have our
the
bell?
Bell out. Yes, dear. Alright. This is so good.
Alright.
Alright.
We got all right, Matt Cohen and Matthew McConaughey. Oh.
All right.
Well, here we go.
Is everyone ready to get started? All right, cool.
Hit it.
Can you just play a sexy song?
Is there any sexy song available? If we can get a high life, we can get a sexy song.
If you think you can win, come on, baby.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Hero. Hero's move.
Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
That's precisely what we do. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, babe.
Hello, lover.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're on the road tonight.
I feel like tonight is really special. We're doing a little bit different situation.
We are. We're here at the New York City Podfest.
We are. We're recording live in front of an audience at Fontana's on the Lower East Side. We did something different with our guest tonight, didn't we?
We did. We just asked who wants to come up here with us. and we sexed it up a little bit to try to entice people, and we got a real handsome gentleman on our hands. But before
we did, before that, we need to tell everyone we do not have our soundboard with us tonight, so we'll be doing our sound cues.
We usually do each
manually.
Segment we try to introduce with like some saucy little music, and
they'll find out.
It's all yeah, but we're gonna do it vocally tonight, verbally tonight.
Okay,
we're
so
gonna see how that goes.
Who is our volunteer audience member? Let's welcome. To Ménage à Trois, Matthew Cohen.
Matthew Cohen! I smell that musk.
Yeah.
How
that's,
are you?
That's all natural.
Now, what, okay, we'll do a couple things. We'll do number one, we'll say, what compelled you to say, I want to get up there and jump in the sack with these
guys? I got a lot of sex stuff I want to get off my.
I
get
mean,
off my chest.
That's it's weird. For listeners at home, this is someone you would and wouldn't think that of.
I'm a sexual person. I'm a sexual being.
I mean, I would either say that guy wants to talk about sex or that guy does not want to talk about sex.
Yeah. I've got a lot of questions because I wonder how weird I am sometimes. I think I'm weird because I'm not weird at all, if that makes
sense. Well, this is a weird formation because we're in like a direct line. I can't make eye contact with you. But can I ask you a couple questions to kick it off? Like,
yes.
What do you do for a living?
Currently just coaching improv right now.
Ooh, yes. Improv coach. Also, for those who can't see under the table, Matt Cohen is rock hard right now. Yeah. Just gonna float that. Yeah. I felt something nudge me. Yeah. So you
and I am
improv.
Sitting in a puddle.
Mm-hmm. So how does improv how does it affect your dating life, your sex life, your love?
Well, I'm in a long term relationship.
That's gorgeous. Woo!
It's
woo!
A
long term.
Yeah. Yeah, little over a year right now, about a year
Excellent.
And a month. It's a long distance relationship.
A year and a month, you're talking about like it's an infant.
Well, that would be
month.
Like
13
months.
Months.
Yeah, I would say 13 months.
So we got long distance going.
It's a long distance relationship.
That's great.
She
and
lives
is
in
she
LA.
Is she a performer as well?
She is. She
okay,
is.
Okay, so then maybe like doing comedy stuff kind of like maybe helped her.
Yeah, that's definitely like how we met, what we first like bonded over. And
now, how
Murph
much?
Murph and I met that way.
We did meet that way, but then we stayed close. So we didn't have to do the Skype fucking. How much Skype fucking do you do? Any Skype fucking?
No. I think the big thing is like she doesn't really like Skype. I think that much as a technology.
That's fair.
Oh my god, a woman after my own heart.
Yeah, I
don't fucking
care for
hate
it.
Skype. When anyone leaves the state, I just like never speak to them.
FaceTime again. Prefers FaceTime. Are you like a FaceTime?
Ooh. No, I love text and I love
houses.
Emojis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, emojis I think are very important to our relationship. We have this may
emoji
be,
sex.
This may be insider. This is not sexual, but we love the sideways cat emoji. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's a sideways
it's
cat.
A saucy cat.
Yeah, we
Do
sort of
I
developed.
Ever?
There's like a little character that yeah. we kind of developed around that sideways cat.
Nice.
So you, like every
Any,
so often we
can
bust
we get a taste
the,
of that? Is it a? Is there anything vocally you can give us for that?
Oh, he's kind of like
cat?
A little bit like. Hey, watch it. It's kind of like a little,
That's sexy.
He's sort of like saucy
yeah.
kind of guy.
This puddle is only getting bigger.
My feet are wet. So listen, we, even on the road, even when we have a random encounter with a stranger.
A sideways cat.
We still fancy ourselves a classy podcast.
We do.
We like to wine and dine our guest.
So we always ask... We always ask our guests what they want to drink, but because you were such a lovely volunteer, we've just shoved whiskey and Miller High Life in your face. How do you
yeah.
feel about that?
I think that's great. That's
we had
exactly
the great,
what
the great folks at the NYC Podfest just brought some little whiskey
Woo!
For us. So let's do a little chut, chut, chut.
For our listeners at home, we're taking a shot of...
Sideways Cat.
Sideways Cat. Get it down. Ooh. Fuck. Matt, you okay over there?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
God, right. You're the best. Okay.
Well, let's slide into a little please called Sexy Science.
She blinded me with science.
That was a little vocal.
I'll be doing the vocal,
yeah.
cues tonight.
Okay, so we, you know, we love science, we love sex, so we like to combine these things every now and again. Mainly when we get on microphones and talk to people, but sometimes just when we're sitting around.
I love science.
So here we go. CNN gave us this little number. They knocked on our door today and they said, here's something for you. Title of this one, Where's the Sex Drive Drug for Women? ? Love those headlines that have question marks in them.
Well, there's a point of view
Good reporting.
Built in. I think the question here is, where's the sex drive drug for women? And I think that the answer is we don't know because we're not a bunch of doctors. But basically, there's...
we're just two doctors. We're not a bunch of doctors.
No, I just want to explain this to Matt so we can opine upon it. Female hypoactive sexual desire, not to be confused with hyperactive. So it's the lack of sexual desire. And they're saying, where is all the Viagra for women, essentially? But the issue here is that we don't have the tangible, like, boner or lack thereof with women. Mm-hmm. So it's more like treating a want of sex, which to me almost seems like... more similar to like an antidepressant or something of that nature, you
yeah.
know? So I don't know where they all are, but there's a drug in the making and people are freaking out on CNN about it.
So let's start here. If you're shooting free throws, here comes a loose analogy at best. If you're shooting free throws and you
don't have any arms,
you may be able to make. It's an armless free throw.
I think I get it.
And you may be able to make an armless free throw, but you don't feel good about it. Whereas with the gentleman, that you can't even make the free. There's no chance of even making the free throw. And jump in here.
Who am I in this analogy?
Drowning
that I
in high life
and
whiskey.
Nobody. It's just like what you think of it. So I think
I don't think people without arms should be
disregard
throwing
that analogy,
up three free throws.
All right. Well, you're a communist, but that's separate.
That's fair.
What I'm talking about is like I thought my boner situation was like more apt to like describe this.
More apt.
No, but I just what's weird about this is they're not like, oh, your labia aren't filling with blood. They're like, oh, you don't want to have sex. Mm-hmm. So it becomes more
psychological
than physical. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's the issue we're discussing.
So why is
Matt?
Why is this drug not being produced? Is the like the science
like,
not there for it?
Why don't people care as much about
are women not
pleasure?
Interested in the, is there no like demand for it from women?
Or is it just harder to create that kind of drug?
Medically or scientifically?
Well, that's what
yeah.
we're discussing.
Yeah. Well, what does the article say?
Well, CNN
Nobody
says,
knows.
All right. Give the people what they want. CNN. All right. CNN. For about a month, Barbara Gattuso felt at least 40 years younger.
Oh, Babs.
Younger. Gattuso, 65, had enrolled in a clinical trial for drug aimed at women who have low sexual desire. So basically, she got put on the one experimental drug for this, and she felt a lot better. So I think the point of this article is saying people in small studies have benefited from this kind of thing. Why isn't it more widespread?
Well,
I would say because the boner is an American icon. Like, I would say the bald eagle screeching through the sky is, like, more of a boner than it is a wet, excited
vagina. We've all seen the
vagina.
Cialis commercials with the bald eagle screeching through the sky. Well, but the other thing is, it is psychological. It's not. The physical idea.
It's harder to get approval.
The physical idea of a pill that can make blood rush to a certain area of your body is different from a pill that
hot
can make people.
Hot-blooded chicken and see.
That's what that song is all about. Different from a pill that can make people want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we say like lube can solve that. For the ladies.
Yeah, like if a guy wasn't getting hard, it'd be like, let's call Dr. Viagra because I want to fuck tonight. And if a woman weren't getting wet, it'd say, pull out a lubricant and then let's make love.
Sure.
Surely.
Right. I like how tender that example was. That second one felt
I'm
really
a very
sweet.
Tender.
Well, also, the drug rush to the market for the male gents. But then the lady gents are sad, and people go, who cares? The lady gents.
People say, you've been drinking for hours.
Yes, madam. Lie down and take it.
What does your opinion matter?
So is there just less of a desire, do you think, from women to, like, I guess, of a certain age to want to have sex? Like, the sex drive
is just
diminished?
Well, that's what we're figuring out. What do we think?
Well, Babs in this study is 65 years of age. Oh. I mean, I don't know. You dry at a certain age. You limp at a certain age. I don't know. Well, here's the thing.
No one's worried about the 95-year-olds who can't make love.
Wait, I'm confused. Does the study say what is the cause?
Oh, shit. We got a doctor on the program.
Well, the article has to have a point, right? Like someone
it does. Here's the point.
The point is, what does Matt
the point
Cohen
is,
think
there,
about female psychological eroticism?
Are you asking, do I think that women, on average, have a smaller sex drive than men?
No, we're asking, lady boners, what do you think?
I don't know what a lady boner is entirely. Are you
well,
talking about...
They're
it's
worried.
Metaphysical.
Okay, so a sex drive, like a female
sex drive.
Yes.
And
what do I think about it?
Yeah.
Great. Why would I be against... Why would
well,
I be
why did it take this long?
Don't be against it.
Why did it take this long?
I'm pro women having sex with whoever they want to have sex with.
And now
that's a strong stance, and I appreciate it.
And now we've solved the issue. Thank you. That was really good.
Well, look. I mean, we answered, I feel, a lot of questions.
This is fun. I'm not like, I don't have to reveal like a deep like,
not
secret.
Yet. Not
I just
yet.
Have to say that I support women's right to have sex with whomever they want to have
Which is
sex
such
with.
A bold stance.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Questions were asked. Questions may not have been answered. But now we slip
say
into
what?
Listener love.
Okay. Listener mailbag.
Better than the original, yes. So here's what happens. People, you know, they email us, they tweet us, they stop us on the street. Sometimes
help,
they
help.
Walk into our apartment. Yeah. Remember that fat woman who walked into
yeah,
our apartment?
Yeah, she was like, me know how to fuck. And we had to show her.
She was a 1937 Asian woman.
It was like a time machine opened in front of a dumpster that is our home.
We didn't know what to do about it, but it was put on our doorstep, so we dealt with it. And here's what she asked us.
No, this is a different question. So people ask us.
We'll save that one for later.
All right, this is via our email, which is menageatoisradio@gmail.com. Joey from Hoboken says, on New Year's Eve, I finally kissed a girl I've been in love with for 3 years. We were both on Molly at the time, and she is acting like nothing happened. Could the most amazing night of my life really be meaningless? Help.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
The immediate response from the crowd makes sense.
I feel it's like Sam. The entirety of my 20s was figuring out whether things that happened on drugs mattered or not.
Yeah.
And I would say...
Let's also say, in full disclosure, that on this past New Year's Eve, we both took some Molly.
Stop.
I mean, did we have an amazing night?
Yeah, we did, but
we
it's
We touched
easy.
Everyone we knew.
But that's easy for us because we just were like, eh, and it was like fine because we were in love. I can see the problem, like when you don't.
What
know.
Do you think?
I was on Molly with my girlfriend.
Here we
and,
go.
Oh shit!
Sad cat Molly time.
Twice. The first time we did it, we both sat on a couch and just looked at each other.
Did you?
We didn't like touch or kiss, but we just both said like, "This is the most amazing." Time like just yep. I just want to sit and like just look at you and
Perfect.
That's we did that for like an hour and
no,
it was
you're
a
like,
blast.
You have a nose and I have a nose
yeah.
and fuck yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it was just
like
exciting to
feeling.
Be with each other, I
just
think
be
was
together.
Really great. And the second time was like this big like Halloween party in LA, like they closed down West Hollywood.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing it was a really like thrown together costume last minute. It was a wig that she had and my leather jacket. I was kind of like a really shitty Andy Warhol, I think.
Okay.
And she was a cute tiger. That was her costume.
You can't resist a cute tiger.
Yeah, no. She had an orange T-shirt that she just painted on like black stripes and did makeup.
Warhol
God, she's
in the jungle.
So creative.
Yeah, it was great. And we were just like, it was this big party. They closed down everything. So we were drunk and on Molly and just like walking down.
Did you, either time on Molly, did you get sexy together?
Like not on Molly, after.
But coming down.
Coming down, yeah.
Well, you're depressed and you want to die and you're just fingering for no reason.
It was just
you're
really
fingering for your life at that point.
You're just fingering anything.
Finger for your life. I don't know if we have any Drag Race fans out there, but that is like a super funny joke.
Look, ringing in 2014, I fingered a lot of things to try to keep myself sane.
Stop.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
What? What in the world, Matt? I'm so sorry.
No, this is great. This is like a window into like a another couple's
no,
life.
No, we had a rough come down.
Oh no, but there was no fingering involved in the rough come down.
Were you depressed?
He was snoring, and I was rocking back and forth, thinking about how I wanted to rip off my own head.
Wow.
Has anyone ever come down from drugs? It's fucked up.
I didn't have that bad of a come down. It was pretty fine.
Well, when someone's dressed as a tiger, it's...
Yeah. A cute
pretty
tiger.
Cool.
It was a cute tiger.
So, Joey, here's the thing.
So, what do you think about this guy? Who he found it meaningful and she did not.
If she was not on
well,
Molly, then it was absolutely
right?
not meaningful.
That's what the email said. She's pretending like nothing happened, and that's what's bumming him out.
Well, yes. I think she's thinking yep. it was just like a funny kiss on drugs, mm-hmm. and he's thinking, I've loved you forever.
Yeah, that's hard. I think he's got to just, you got to do that sober. You got to profess your love sober.
I agree.
You got to put it out
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to put it out there. You got to put it out there. Because what's the worst that could happen? You just get your heart ripped out of your chest, basically.
Yeah.
And just
and then you dive into an MDMA coma and
yeah.
you just, you check out. And
but
we'll never hear
know,
from you again.
Right?
And you
at least you know. And yeah. knowing is better than not knowing.
That's
true. I've been on that side of like unrequited love. When I was in high school, I think for all of high school for me and 2 years of college, I pined after one girl,
the
basically.
One, the same.
No, this is not my girlfriend now.
No, the same high school to
yeah.
college.
Oh, the, yeah. Well, I went to a we didn't go
woman.
To the same college, but like I still was
after.
Like in love with her.
Because
she never bit.
Because of what?
Friendster.
We did not have Friendster. No, I didn't want to sign up for Facebook. I or like social media. I was like against that at the time.
So you just felt her.
I just thought about her. I mean, like I had her number and
I
we were friends.
You emotionally fondled her.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, sure. But yeah, no.
So she
like,
never bit.
No. And it was hard, and I like putting yourself out there is really hard.
Yeah.
And you can imagine that if you took some sort of mind altering substance, specifically a substance that makes you feel great.
Yeah.
It would have been even worse because then you would have felt like, hey, we connected, and she would have said, no, I was sober, or maybe I had two drinks, and I'm. You're out of line.
Yeah. It's difficult, but I think you got to do it sober. Professor, it just I think if you get it all out there, then like the moving on.
Did she
begin.
Die?
Did this girl die? She's married now.
So she's died.
Dead. All right. So here's a tweet that came in at Menage Radio. People tweet at us. This one came in. Well, before we get to the Twitter, let's talk about Tumblr. What's better than Twitter, Matt Cohen? Tumblr. Hell yeah. Okay, Pritchard in New York City, right here in New York City. He might be here tonight.
Pritchard, hey.
You fuckface. All right, so
you dirty little fuck seal.
We're going to expose you. I have been having really vivid fantasies recently where I kill someone on the train. While I'm picturing throwing some asshole onto the ground, I get a very hard erection. You should write erotic fiction. What is going on, he says.
Well, it turns out I guess he's just turned on by the idea of like violently hurting someone.
Yeah, he just ran out of there.
Or.
That's what's going on. Is that's
yeah,
attractive
that's,
to
wait,
him.
What
that's
is this? I've just heard this on TV shows, but like, what about like transference? Like,
mm-hmm.
if he was like,
it's
really,
a power thing.
No, I just mean like he was very sexually frustrated, and then he's also very angry. So this like release like
mm-hmm.
becomes everything to him. I'm just saying. I mean, he may very well be a gross serial killer, but maybe he's just a really sad, fucked up person that we all know.
What's okay? So I mean, we've all had fantasies we haven't acted on. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, because it would be illegal and impossible.
Well, we got to elaborate on all of those. Chimps. Meat for me, it's primates. For me, it's.
It's always
it's
primates.
It's always primates
because
they're so close. Mm-hmm. I love the
so
idea.
Close, but
okay.
So far
well, here's the thing.
Away.
I mean. Here's what really sealed the deal for me. Growing up with Planet of the Apes, I mean, the makeup was subpar. I mean, you know.
Jesus
in Heston's
Christ.
Era. But Tim fucking Burton. I mean, the movies were garbage. But the makeup. Helena Bonham. Ape. I just felt like. I was like, I.
Wait,
there's
but then
no
you should be a drag queen, not like a weird sex person.
I mean, all of the above.
No,
can
but
I
like,
be both?
What are you saying? The chimps. Like, how does
I'm
that
I'm saying
really?
That if you murder someone on a train and you fuck a chimpanzee dressed as a Helena Bonham Carter,
The chimpanzee is dressed as Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah,
They were chimps dressed as actors. That's how Tim Burton does it. No, but I mean, it's like, you know, you have a fantasy. You have a fantasy that you wouldn't act on. Pritchard, come back to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying fantasies that don't necessarily mean anything.
Well, for me, like, I understand, like, wanting to kill someone in a train or something.
Sure.
It's like that stuff you never say, and, like, maybe you say, like, jokingly at a bar, but, like, it sounds so crazy when you, like, write it down or say it to a group of people. But, like, there's these things that are so frustrating, too many rats in a cage in the city where, like, may fantasize about killing someone or fucking someone or whatever. The weird thing to me is the combination, like thinking about like smashing someone's face
and getting really hard,
and then getting an erection.
Yeah.
I think that that's his issue.
Well, everyone wants to kill someone on the train.
Yeah, I always think about pushing someone standard. In the subway tracks, like
yeah.
just pushing someone.
Yeah, but for
push.
Me,
yeah.
it's like fuck, kill, kill, fuck. It's not
Mary.
Fuck, kill. Like yeah. you can't combine it.
Yeah, I don't think hurting someone. Like rough sex, I think is like I think I'm a baby about that stuff. Like I don't want pain at all.
Like, yeah, you're like put me in a diaper, make me a little baby.
I'd much rather be a little baby than
grind
being
up those
abused.
Peas and feed them to me while you touch my anus.
Peas and carrots, like absolutely.
Guys, Helena Bonham, please.
Can we just give this guy some advice?
Yeah, Pritchard. I mean, obviously don't act on your fantasies.
The advice
fine.
Would be don't murder someone and just jerk off thinking about it,
I guess. Couldn't have said it that. That's great. Okay, our third and final question comes to us through our Twitter, which is at Menage Radio. At that, Kelly Ann asks, I saw my boss's dick on Tinder. Not cool. That's the whole.
Are you allowed to put nudity on Tinder? I thought that was against the terms of service.
I don't know. I
mean, is her boss violating terms of service?
Well, you may have gotten kicked off right after, but I know people do that sometimes.
Okay. How does she know it was the boss's? I guess his face was in the picture.
There's so many questions.
At that, Kellyanne, here's the
thing. I mean, well,
she also didn't even ask a question. She just
said
hey,
it wasn't cool. Well, here's the thing.
Cool.
He has every right. Well, I guess if he's violating terms of service, he has no right to do that on Tinder. But he's allowed to be on Tinder, right?
Sure.
He has every right. And she's just scrolling through.
She's scrolling.
So you just have to chalk that up to, well, this is not what I wanted. And
looking
I'm going to move
on. Looking for love in all the
yeah.
wrong places.
When I was on OkCupid, I was terrified I'd find, like, my sister. Like, they'd match me up with my sister. That was, like, terrifying to me. Because if it was, like, 90% match
compatible.
And it was my sister, I would...
Do they account for incest? Oh, it did happen to someone.
I'm trying to remember now, but that happened to someone I knew, and they were like direct match, and they were like, "It's my sister."
Yeah,
I mean we get. Yeah, I mean then you just have to go for it, yeah.
I would have to go on a date with my sister.
Cupid, I mean,
you're like finally an excuse to go downstairs on the bunk bed.
Did you guys grow up in bunk beds?
No bunk beds. We had separate rooms. They were near each other.
Well, OkCupid says otherwise. We got matched up on OkCupid.
Well, I didn't know that. I wasn't told we were matched up. I checked the Who's Looked at You and Merck.
What's this? I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know what it's called on OkCupid, but it was like the check your history of who's like recently
right.
viewed you. Or
who's
like,
peeping?
Who
peeping?
Wants yo ass? And I looked and Murph was on there. And I was like, but I want yo ass too. Mm. But he had a really weird profile that was like, I make $500 a year and I like strangling people. And I was like, oh, that guy's in my improv class.
And then we also, it linked
now
to familytree.com, and we found out we were brother and sister in the bunk beds. Well, okay, you saw your boss's dick on Tinder. Congratulations. All right.
Here's
the thing.
We
had some questions. Here's the exciting part. This is why we were so excited when you walked up here on
Great.
Stage.
So excited.
Because we get to do six sections.
These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Great.
Please answer as quickly as you can.
As quickly as you can.
Okay.
These are for you, Matt Cole. Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
All right, number two, Matt Cohen, what is the sexiest animal?
A giraffe.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Gina Davis.
Number four, Matt, what's the best song to have sex to?
That I would, I want to say that, like, Massive Attack album, but I've never done that at all. So I'm going to say, like, that Beyonce Drunk in Love, that song.
Ooh, Matt Cohen, Hot Tub, Backseat, or Bed.
Well, what was that?
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Hot tub.
Matt Cohen, number six. Last and final question. What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, a good laugh. I think a good laugh.
Six sections with Matt Cohen. Okay, follow-ups.
So many follow-ups.
It's the heart that makes it great.
Yeah.
Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Gina fucking Davis, a tall, handsome woman.
Yes. So tall, so handsome.
She is very handsome. Beetlejuice, honestly, League of Their Own and Beetlejuice.
Look. She's got great teeth and gums.
Beetlejuice. That's funny.
We know all about her gums.
Yeah. Like a horse, you look for in a horse.
Good old
right?
horsey teeth gums. Yeah, you put her into the stall and you check them out and then you fire it out for the Kentucky Derby.
I guess that's
Gina.
What men want in a mate.
It's true. So also on that in that same vein, a giraffe, long neck, long legs.
Yeah.
Gina Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially.
She would be the giraffe.
The giraffe of fuck animals.
I think it's safe to say you don't want to fuck a short, fat idiot.
No. I don't want to fuck a short, fat idiot.
Cool.
A short, fat smarty. A short, fat, well-educated. For sure.
Gums for miles.
Let's ask you this.
Yeah.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
What's your favorite Gina Davis movie?
Would be Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Yeah. Would
be Beetlejuice. 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 It's so weird because I think about Lydia when I think about sex when I watch that. And
I had a crush on her too. I feel like there was a lot of very attractive.
There were
no,
very
but you're
attractive
absolutely
women.
Right that Gina Davis was fucking sexy in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe she was wearing a house dress and maybe her bangs. Were
honestly, that is like attractive. Like that. That is like.
It was.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara is great.
Also
very
film.
Attractive.
Asymmetrical haircut.
Was Beetlejuice a porno? I don't know. It felt very sexy.
Of course.
Sexy.
There's no way there's not a pornography where Beetlejuice
there was
Beetlejuice
a part where the
someone.
Banister turned into a snake that everybody got wet during. Mm-hmm.
Even the shrimp scene where the shrimp kind of pops
up
is very like...
Deo!
Yeah.
Mr. Deo...
And
they're like forced to do
like,
that against their will.
They are. Yeah. They had no choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone seen that movie? That was exactly it. I thought
Has
we were all going to stand
the film
up
Beetlejuice?
And do that.
Well,
for our listeners at home, I just made a really cool dance move.
If I'm going to have a animal hand fondle me, it better be a shrimp hand. Beetlejuice. My God. Well,
moving on.
There are two rails. We're off of them. Can we get back on?
Can
them?
We get back on? Yeah, we. I want to get back on.
We're gonna
get
back
on
those on the PC Spotlight.
Dun 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 dun.
It's our power couple of the week.
You know him. A nebbish writer, director, and a quintessential New York auteur.
You know her, Mia Farrow's adopted daughter.
We're talking Woody Allen.
And Sunyi Previn. Here's a power couple. Now.
What does Matthew think?
Let's begin at the beginning.
I mean, it's weird, right? It's very weird that he's in a relationship with his adopted daughter, but it is like the longest relationship of his life, right?
Right.
So there's something there. Like, it's lasted,
yes.
right?
Yes. After all of Hollywood wanted to condemn it, and yet they have their, you know Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Around.
Liberal.
Substance abuse.
Jew,
liberal Jews.
Yeah.
Just divorcing and cheating on people.
Mm-hmm.
They've standed the test of time.
They've done it. I think they're simple people at heart. Like, they like the simple things. Like, he plays his clarinet
Yes.
Every week, right?
Yes.
She does something.
She
I
does
imagine.
Something. She has sex with the.
But
with him
devil's
while he plays
advocate
the clarinet.
Here. Mm-hmm. Is there any sure. way that it's a long-standing relationship, not because it's healthy and beautiful to our chagrin, but that because she would never leave because it's the only father or parental person she's ever known?
Oh, wow.
Is
so
she trapped?
Now
is
become
she
her
trapped?
Husband. I'm just saying, like, the controversial nature of, like, marrying your daughter, like, is could that come back
that's
in
controversial?
A way
that's, yeah. That's
I know. I'm going to be risque. The bad guy on this one. Sorry, everyone. I have
I
a
think,
few questions about I marrying think, your stepdaughter. I just am saying, like.
I think it would be fine unless. I mean, I don't know the timeline here also. I'm gonna plead ignorance to say that if he raised her, there's an awkward
he didn't raise
element.
Her.
I see
her
heads shaking in the audience.
But
he
but
did raise her.
No, he half raised her.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Okay. If the half of him who didn't raise her made love to her, are we okay with that?
He's
does,
like,
that does the math check out on
clean
that?
Clean your room or I won't eat your pussy. Like, is that where we're at?
Do you think he said that? Do you think that's a word or a sentence he said?
He ran.
I've seen a lot of Woody Allen films, and I'd say no. But my point is.
Mia Farrow seems to be very upset with this arrangement.
Yeah, she definitely did.
And
I think
she has a better insight into it than I think the three of us do.
Is she still sore about it? Is that still a thing that.
I think so.
Well, any way you cut it, she is not in. Feeling good about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think she's still sore.
So
about
whether
it.
She's like defending a child or a scorned woman, mm-hmm. she's obviously not on board.
Are they still close, her and Sun Yi, do you think? Do you know? Do they talk?
They're I read a tweet
Facebook
a while back.
Friends.
They're no. not Facebook friends.
Based on their social media, I read a tweet a while back that was.
She
power.
Tweeted, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm
no,
not
it was more like, against Woody Allen than it was against Sun Yi. But well, that's a sad note.
That's sad because you lose like a husband and a
and
daughter.
A daughter. And a daughter. And an adopted daughter.
A daughter. A daughter.
I've never lost. No, let's clarify.
No, I do think that's I do think that's right to say because I think a lot of people in this issue like discussing it. It may not be the funniest thing ever, but it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No, like that.
A man having sex with his adopted daughter may not be the funniest.
But he could say like it's not my real daughter. It could be like it's not her, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they like raise this child as if they were a parent.
Right.
And
I think
think what it comes down to is people being uncomfortable. Someone being in like a paternal role. Becoming a romantic lead in someone's life. I mean, for that's like film talk.
Yes.
But like,
oh,
but
Woody cast himself.
But I think the thing is, they came into each other's lives later on. She mm-hmm. wasn't like a child, so it just becomes this weird thing of like, is it this crazy true love story or is it like dramatically disgusting? You know, like, and it, like we would never know if we don't like sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
But I think some people are like. Fuck you, Woody Allen.
Someone should talk to him about it. Someone
I think
should
they
say
should,
something.
But he won't sit down and talk to us. We actually, this is awkward, but we tried
this
to get him on the podcast tonight. And he was like, he just didn't write.
No, he didn't say anything, which is in his best interest. Here's the other thing, too. Michael Vick throws a touchdown pass. No one cares that he brought those dogs in there.
I think people care. I think people really care.
But they still cheer. Woody Allen. Fox is a half-daughter. He makes a movie. People go, hey, Blue Jasmine. Good job. Michael Jackson, Fox a Culkin. People go,
no,
that album.
I think that's exactly the point. It's like, can
do we
you
care?
Separate,
do we really care? Will we still root for Woody?
Can you separate someone's personal life from their craft? It's like Polanski. It's like Clinton.
Yeah.
It's like these issues that people see as moral versus political or like creative.
I think you can be good professionally but be bad personally.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think it's actually more likely to happen that way because I think a lot of like creative people are very tortured.
Yeah. And I think when you put so much of your mental energy towards like a craft or a career or an art, it's very easy to let like your personal life slip.
Yeah. Like I'm working late nights. I have to fuck my daughter.
Yeah. Well, that's willpower. Like if you put all your energy towards something, then the end of the day, it's like, it's so much easier to be like, oh, I'm not going to go for a run. I'm going to go eat like a
exactly.
whole pizza or something.
And if you're directing Rosemary's Baby, you might put some drugs in a 13-year-old's beverage, and then you might fuck her in the ass. That's what happens when you direct Rosemary's Baby.
I would love to comment, but we've moved on.
That's it, and that's all.
We shan't discuss Polanski.
Here's what we really want to discuss. We want to see Matt Cohen in action.
All right.
You guys, you want to see this guy in action, right?
This man walked up here out of nowhere and said, I'm going to do this show.
I came from nowhere. I will return to nowhere.
He materialized and said, I'm going to do a show. So here's what we do. I'm gonna pull up my phone real quick because we didn't know who the guest was going to be for Virtual Sugar.
Computer noise.
So here's the computer noise that's happening on my phone right now. You're familiar with it. We've already talked about it, the popular dating website OkCupid.
Familiar with it.
Basically, this is a real OkCupid profile and an improvised date. So Murph right now is finding a great date for Matt. Mm-hmm. What do we know about Matt? He's half against childbirth.
He coaches improv.
Yeah, I think you could say I'm half against if that's the first thing that comes to mind about me, is that I'm half against childbirth. Well, not even 100%. Against it.
Well, I'm plugging it into OkCupid, and we're going to see what happens.
He coaches improv.
Uh-huh. He coaches improv.
He's in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm.
Should disqualify me from any OkCupid
date. No, but this
dates.
Is just for a moment. We're all just going to
And we'll we'll have...
He's a tall, sexual male.
You're right.
So Murph right now is finding you the perfect date.
Okay. I've found a profile.
Wow.
Diana's going to play your date, and I'll play any ancillary characters. You play yourself.
Great.
This is called So Pooty, is this young lady's name.
So Pooty.
And the location of the date is going to be a Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
You're going to go for a little dine. You're going to have a little food at the Chick-fil-A.
Did I pick this out or did she pick this out?
She picked this out.
Okay.
So Pooty picked this out. And the date begins right now.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, I'm So Pooty.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going? It's actually Pooty Pooty So.
Okay.
Whatever.
Pooty? Can I call you Pooty? Or?
Yeah, Pooty's fine.
Great.
Can I call you Matt?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. I fucking love chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the good. I would say if that's like a meat that I'm going to get, I would get chicken. Like that would be my first go-to.
No, it's definitely a meat.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
Cool.
Yeah. I love the lemonade here. When I was like a kid, I would go to Chick-fil-A and I would get like the lemonade, and it came with like the kids' meal came with like these cassette tapes that were like it had like an adventure story to them, like a little mystery.
How old are you?
Me? 27.
Oh, I'm 18. I've never seen a cassette tape. That's so funny.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
Yeah, y'all in line.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in line.
Cool, because you're just standing here talking, and I'm like trying to get a fucking...
You're standing on my face.
Get off of her face.
Face looks like a sweet spot.
Hey, get off of her face.
Who is this guy? He's like kicking around, thrashing.
Yeah.
Look, I got restless leg syndrome.
That's not real.
No, it's...
I have diabetes, and that's why I'm not getting lemonade. And restless leg syndrome isn't real.
No, you ever hear of waking restless leg syndrome?
No.
No. Good day.
Okay, we don't have to engage this guy anymore. We can just like...
No, look.
He literally had his shoe like resting gently on my face.
Yeah. Why were you on the ground? You just kind of went on the ground for a little bit.
I was tying my shoe.
You lay that face down. I'm going to get restless.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Cool it, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Put your hands away.
I'm not doing anything with my hands. Just you can leave us alone, all right?
Good day.
Thanks, right. Matt. That was a good call to get him out of here.
Yeah.
I felt like it was weird.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Chick-fil-A.
Hi.
Two orders?
Yeah,
we're two people.
We're going to.
What do you want? Two orders?
Yeah, we're two people.
Okay.
We're going to have two orders. I'm going to have, I'll have the spicy chicken sandwich with waffle fries and a lemonade.
Okay.
I have diabetes, so I'm just going to get a big bowl of chicken.
Boo-hoo. Okay.
Well,
don't boo-hoo.
Don't boo-hoo her.
That's sad.
Well, diabetes is sad.
Sure, I guess it is sad.
I lost 16 to diabetes.
You lost
16 loved ones to diabetes.
Oh, my God.
16 fingers, you fat idiot.
Hey, whoa, Booty. Let's not start a fight here that doesn't have to be a fight.
Sorry,
check
but I really
watch.
Don't
check
need
your
this.
Watch.
She's like, not my wife. Issues. She's not my wife. We're on a date.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be funny if I were your wife?
That would be funny.
I blow you every morning.
Sir, okay. Get your foot off that woman's face. Sir, get your foot off that woman's face.
Why are you
face.
On the ground
God,
again?
Back. Ow.
Get
I'm
off the ground.
My shoe.
Fine, it's 22, 50.
Is that the actual
That's
price?
That's the price of the order.
Okay, we got two meals and it's 22.50.
Yeah.
Am
two
I
orbs.
Not worth it? I'm on the ground or I would pay.
No, you're worth I got you. Okay, just get off the ground. Here you go.
Trying.
I don't feel well.
I
Can you just put in our order, please?
Derek, I don't feel well.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm not trying to be rude, but
What's
I
going
don't
on
to
here?
Adopt someone.
What's going on here?
Are you the
Are
manager?
Are you harassing?
Are you the manager?
Yeah, I'm Derek. I'm an assistant of sorts.
I don't want to cause any trouble. I just want
What are you
Chick-fil-A.
Doing, fella?
You guys!
Put
I
your arms
not.
Down, fella!
I'm not trying to be aggressive. I feel attacked here, honestly.
Well, you're waving your arms around
I'm not
like a hot shot.
You guys, good luck. Just got my period, and it's in the shape of a chicken.
Wait, your period's in the
Yeah, on my clean
how do you,
white underwear.
How do
the
you
blood clotted in the perfect shape of a fried chicken. Could anything be better luck?
Did you just, like, check right now?
Yeah, so what?
Look, we got the regionals coming in today. And I would appreciate if the menstrual blood was in check.
All right, I don't...
Are you married to this woman? Because
no.
You look like you are.
We're not married. Thank you, but no, we're not married. And look, women menstruate. That's just the thing that they do. So.
Yeah, I had one mother. I get it.
Okay, so just maybe ease off of whatever she's going through right now.
Don't worry, my hymen's still intact.
I wasn't worried about that.
I know what you're thinking. That girl's been everywhere. But what's cool is my hymen has rubberized...
Wait, that would
tendencies?
Be the opposite of what I was thinking. If your hymen would be still intact, I wouldn't think you've been everywhere.
No, I mean travel-wise.
Oh.
But I always wear my veil.
$22.50.
I paid.
Is the price I see.
Are you going to pay him?
I paid.
Honestly, I have blood... Bloody
go
underwear.
To the bathroom.
Where's the money?
Go to the bathroom. I don't know. Go to the bathroom.
I will not.
Out of
I'm
order.
I'm a woman, so I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm not ordering you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to order you, but just go if you need to
put
take care of
Put your arms down. You're
I'm not
flailing
trying,
about.
I'm just. I feel attacked from both fronts here.
I'm right just now. Trying to collect $22.50 for
I
the
gave,
order.
I gave that other cashier $22.50.
Well, he's no longer with us.
What do you mean he's?
He is gone.
Where did he go?
He has expired. The ambulance has taken him out.
Oh, God.
Are you aware of your
Why?
Surroundings?
Why did he go away in an ambulance?
I don't know. He passed out. And
Jesus
I'm an assistant of sorts.
Oh, my God.
And I need to collect $22.50
well, it'd be in
before
the,
my superiors.
It's in the cash register. He put it in the cash.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
You have
and
a
I'll
POS
fill the
system.
Damn order.
Okay.
Whew.
I'm going to get us a table by the window.
Okay.
Check your wife.
All right. She's not my wife. Do you like the windows? Is that a thing that you like looking out?
Yeah. I'm so crazy. I like looking outside.
I don't think that's crazy. I wasn't. I was.
Oh,
just...
I'm the one with the chicken blood stain.
No,
I'm
no.
crazy.
I didn't call you crazy. I'm just trying to make conversation because this is the first
Here's
day.
Here's your soda.
Okay. I ordered a lemonade.
Read the psalms.
I can't have a soda. I have
soda.
Diabetes.
I
read
need a lemonade.
The Psalms,
I don't need to read
brother.
The Psalms. I want
have
a lemonade.
Diabetes. I can't have a soda.
I know.
She's having a spell.
The
read
lemonade
the
is for me, and you didn't
you
get me the
lemonade. You can save your wife.
She's
the
not
Lord Jesus
my wife.
Christ. I'm losing it.
I'm going to just read the Psalms because everyone's freaking out.
Okay.
Read the Psalms.
And
brother.
He said unto the Lord, and they all were still, and the lambs came out, and the hills were billy will.
Speaking in
and
tongues.
Then the well, and it opened, and everyone didn't know where the cows were standing.
You're kind of like singing it a little bit.
Here's your chicken.
Okay. This Thank is the bowl of chicken that you ordered?
Here's one bowl of chicken parts. Okay.
Oh, that's mine.
Yep. And again, this is, I need a lemonade. You gave me a soda.
Do you really want a lemonade?
Yes, that's why I ordered it.
Respect the diabetes.
She's.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I feel like we got a good understanding of the inner workings of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And how you date.
Yeah. Very.
You're so respectful. You're a gentleman.
No, I date defensively. Honestly, I date really defensively.
You date really weird.
I date weird. How weird?
I mean, that was a standard date that you'd pull from OkCupid.
Yeah.
You felt like a gentleman, though. I'd date you.
Thank you.
If I could.
Thank you.
Who would date Matt Cohen if they could?
That's very quiet.
I forced them.
It's all right. I'm not available.
Listen. Sorry, everyone. That was weird. I as good as that date was, I feel really sad. Does everyone feel sad?
No, I don't feel sad.
Matt's
feel
really sad because we have to go say goodbye to Matt Cohen.
Oh, I got to leave.
And
oh, then I am
amazing.
So.
We all have to leave, I think.
Matt, can you give your credits?
Yeah. What?
Where can we see what Matt Cohen's doing?
Yeah. What do we see? Where
I
you're
just
got
to think.
Other than the Chick-fil-A and.
I guess the UCB Theater on Harold Night.
Harold
and,
Night.
Got a thing published in McSweeney's, so you can
That's
check
awesome.
That out.
I
thank
that.
You.
A piece
so
on Banksy.
College humor too.
College humor
okay.
stuff. I got
Twitter tweet
at the Matthew Cohen.
There we go.
Check out at the Matthew Cohen.
Yeah, that's
thank
good.
You so much for being here.
Also check out at Menage Radio if you're on Twitter and you're fumbling around.
Yeah.
We want to thank Jeremy Ween and the New York City Podfest for having us here to do this show.
Thank you, everybody.
We want to thank everyone for coming out.
Thank you so much.
And we definitely want to thank Matt Cohen for just coming up here and saying, fuck it, I'm going to do this
and
show.
And check us out online at menageatoisradio.com.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go not.
Hey, free drinks nowhere. Love you.
Girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to say he's money cash holes. I'm from the hood stupid.
New York podcast, that's double. New York podcast, that's double.
You celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my old asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. I'll be on the radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap max try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or... bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know why I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Uh-huh. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp to tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping and he and his
boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-raff again. Beans on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi's with their